brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, fellow freedom lovers, those that do not wish to be slaves, listening to us across the globe on satellite, the internet at InfoWars.com, and global shortwave WWCR, and all of the great people here in the United States and Canada listening on the AM and FM dial. I'm Alex Jones. It is Friday. Thank you for joining us. There have been four new scandals, all as big as ClimateGate, several of them affecting the White House, proving more systematic, conscious, willing fraud. Of course, I didn't need this stuff to come out and be admitted to know it. They know polar bears are the best land swimming animals, best land animals at swimming. And their lies about all these polar bears being found dead, when the truth is their numbers are exploding all over the world, from Russia and Northern Europe right into Canada and Alaska. And London Telegraph reporter James Dillingpole is going to be joining us to talk about Polar Bear Gate and three other big enviro fraud gates coming up in T-minus 30 minutes. And then Al Jorgensen, the founder of Ministry, that I found to be very politically astute, going back into the 1980s, very aware of the New World Order, and, of course, an extremely popular band, really influenced a lot of the modern music that we see, both rock and roll, what you'd call techno, all this stuff, are really big granddaddies of all of that. And I noticed that there's a lot of people twittering around the office excitedly over the fact. I think almost everybody in the office, turns out, are big Ministry fans. And, of course, a few years ago, they, with a lot of courage, came out with a 9/11 Truth album. And if you go back to the early 1990s, they had albums out dealing with the New World Order. It's about right and wrong, good and evil, sampling George Herbert Walker Bush and his world government calls. And so the founder and frontman for Ministry, Al Jorgensen, will be joining us in T-minus 1 hour. Bob Chapman, of course, always joins us. And boy, now is the time, every Friday, to cover the week's economic news and the week ahead. This is the time to have Bob Chapman on the debt ceiling, open talk of the dollar being completely devalued, the big ratings agencies that work for the private banking families holding the United States hostage, the mainstream corporate whore media that's really not mainstream anymore, the dying dinosaur media that still thinks it's dominant, is a proper assessment. And I myself have to stop using that term, mainstream media. They are running around lying, saying, oh, my gosh, the people in the House, you know, they just want America to default. No, there's a debate on how much taxes are going to be raised, on who, and what the spending cuts are. But the media is just like, why won't the Republicans give in and do the right thing and not have the country go bankrupt? And by the way, I'm not saying the Republicans are good either. Their plan is better than Obama's, but that's like saying, well, Obama only wants to shoot you in the head 100 times. The Republicans only want to shoot the country in the head 90 times. And Ron Paul's on record saying all of this is deck chair rearranging on the Titanic. All of this is putting perfume on a pig or lipstick. All of this is much ado about nothing. It's really a question with the Republicans and Democrats to their banker masters, how are we going to skin this republic? You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and how are we going to do it? And the Republican plan is just cut off a little more of the slop to the public, who are already having the slop they're being given being less and less through inflation and other things, and pay more to the foreign bankers. And Obama says, no, let's rape more of the middle class and keep slopping the public. I'll break it down when we come back. And we've got all this other news, big TSA, police state news. It's going to be a power-packed info transmission today. It is Friday, the 29th day of July, 2011, year of our Lord. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps. Summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is breaking news. Welcome. It is Friday. We have a very informative and information-packed Friday edition. Thank you for joining us on this 29th day of July, 2011. I got a call last night and today from a gun dealer who I've known for many years, and he doesn't want to come on air, but it deals with the ATF and what they are secretly ordering gun shops to do around the country. And, of course, you've heard that they, outside of law, are just saying, well, when you sell high-powered rifles or sell more than two, you're to call us and report on people. And, of course, that's ridiculous because you're already going through the FBI NICS system and it's already all chronicled right there. This is just about extrajudicial, outside of law. They say jump, you say how high, boss. It's called dictatorship, authoritarian command and control. But there's even more than just that going on. And we are getting the document. He's been trying to get it to me for a day. We're getting the specific document, and we should have that for you later in the broadcast today. And, of course, this is par for the course. Obama launching a war in Libya without congressional approval. Congress says, hey, we're supposed to give approval. He says, I don't care. Listening to talk radio this morning and monitoring television news and the Internet news, the people are saying, Obama, use the 14th Amendment. Use the Reconstruction power that was used against the states. Ignore the Congress. Take the power of the purse. turn us into an open empire, and the office of the presidency being the figurehead system of dictatorship. You know, fix the debt ceiling. Save us. Give us free gas, free houses. You promised. Deliver us into the international bankers' hands. Thank you for working with George Bush to sign us on to $1,000+ trillion that we don't owe, and then beating us over the head all day with it, telling us that no one's Social Security checks or welfare checks or welfare food stamp cards will stop working. Save us, oh gracious. Oh, please, the head of your economic council's working hard to fix the economy by moving all of General Electric's main operations to China, like Boeing and others are doing. Oh, yes, you will save us. You care so much about us. Please, please help us. Please, please take our firearms. It will be much better once you do that. Please help us with government-run health care written by the insurance companies to force people to buy it and to have federal control over what procedures you can have, just like the National Health Service in England. Here's a London Independent article dealing with this. Cataracts, hips, knees, and tonsils. National Health Service begins rationing operations. It just goes on that you're not going to get the hip and knee replacements unless we say so. You're not going to get cataract operations. You're not going to get tonsillectomies when you need them. You're not going to get grommets to improve the hearing in children. Yeah, I mean, you don't need a hearing aid. Funding's also been cut in some of the IVF treatments for the national. It just goes on and on here. And, of course, this has been going on for many years. I remember 6-7 years ago, I played clips here on air because I happened to catch it and tape it somewhere in our labyrinth of unchronicled piles of hard drives and data tapes. But I've watched debate in the House of Commons, and they would get up and Prime Minister's questions. And they would say, Prime Minister Blair, and then they would read the name of their constituents. My constituents died 2 days ago. 19 months ago, they requested the brain surgery that is 97% operable if done in the first month. But instead, they waited more than a year and a half and died. Tony Blair, yes, I'm fully aware of that, and I'm just sorry. That's the way it is. Next question. My constituent had a broken leg, and they would refuse to fix it. It was a compound fracture. They did not do the surgery, and now they are dying of gangrene, had to have the leg removed. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. And you get up here, and you explain to people, hey, in these countries where they have socialist health care, it is rationed. You do know that. And the big companies that are in the private rationing control, they make even bigger profits. And it's about eugenics and death panels. They're like, shut up, you wild-eyed scumbags. Well, here's the book written by Tom Daschle calling, you know, that if you're blind, get a cane. Or if you're got a bad knee, get a cane. I mean, they actually say that. And this is all about getting new taxes, and then the bankers steal it out the back door. It's like no matter how much money you give the VA, it all gets stolen out the back door. They don't give the troops good health care on average, the worst in the world. This is how it works. And I just see these articles everywhere. And now I can play the clip. I probably played it 15 times. You can just search Bill Gates says death panels are needed. And he goes, he says, well, they aren't really death panels, but you don't give an old lady care. You can hire 10 teachers. And there's like all the, he's talking to a government group. They're like, you know, it's triggering this predator function in the brain. Hey, you kill old ladies, you get money. Of course, these fools that are, you know, 40-something years old in the audience are like, yay! You know, soon you'll be, you know, having your health care cut. And so that's how they do it. They get everything communalized, everything in a big pile, and then they steal the money out the back door, use the control for social engineering, and then tell the public, hey, if you live just like we say, do everything we tell you, and you're part of a, quote, in-group, then you might get some health care. But the bureaucrats are going to decide. And that's exactly where they want us, just like now with the debt limit. They can openly hold everybody hostage and say, go deeper into the bank's debt, or you won't get all these goodies. And then the lion's share of the, quote, debt that we've signed on to, over 90%, is not owed by the American people. It's not defense. It's not Social Security. It's none of this. Most of the tax money is siphoned off for interest on the creation of money. Since 1913, almost 100 years ago, 98 years ago, Since 1913, private banks took over the issuance of currency and credit. And for a dollar to be created, a dollar of debt is credited to them. That's pretty good business if you can get it. And that's why everything is about bankrupting us. Everything is about getting us into debt, because we were going into debt to them over nothing. But now they've created the derivatives 12 years ago, over $1,000 trillion worldwide. They say the U.S. owes $600 trillion, the Washington Post reports. And why do we owe it? Because the politicians said too big to fail and signed us on to it, saying the whole economy will be brought down, total tyranny, martial law, total collapse, blood in the streets, cats and dogs living together. I'm talking about wrath of God type of stuff, to quote Ghostbusters. That's what they said in Greece a few months ago. That's what they said in Ireland a few months ago. That's what they said in Iceland. That's what they say here in the U.S. 3 years ago. And now they're right back to it, and then government gives in. And see, the public right now with this whole debt limit thing and being taught about dollar devaluation and being threatened with total default and total collapse, the public's being set up now that, oh, it was our $14 trillion in debt that we actually, through welfare and through entitlements and defense, really do owe through treasury bills to people that have bought them. It really is $14 trillion we owe. And then you find out that the city of New York, Manhattan, years ago had over $1 trillion in liquid slush funds in the comprehensive annual financial reports. You find out that there are families. Russian media estimated the oligarchs, who turned out to be Rothschild fronts, that was even the Financial Times of London, control $300 trillion, and that was a decade ago. That was 2001, a decade ago. So the bankers have created $1.5 quadrillion. They got everybody to tie their pension funds to it, to tie your real investments to it, and now they hold everybody hostage, and they keep taking us deeper down this road of give us more power, give us more control, or you will be destroyed financially. But you notice now that it's like a young woman and a guy in a parking lot puts a gun to her and he says, get in the car, I'm going to kill you. Well, honey, he's planning to take you to a shack where he's going to slowly rape and torture you over a couple months, and what psychopaths call using you up and feeding off the begging and the crying and the pleading. That's like Beethoven to these people. It's horrible to normal people. It's beautiful to them. It's the same thing for the bankers. They're psychopaths. They've interbred psychopathic traits with each other for thousands of years, and they call themselves another species. The eugenicists in all their literature, and they are. They are psychologically and spiritually. It's like the Morlocks and the Eloi. H.G. Wells admitted that was an analogy or a parable of life. And you're blind to them, just like a woman. The guy puts a gun to her. And she gets in the car, and you know she would be better to scream and yell, and he might even pump around into her, but generally they don't want to get caught. They'll let you go and run. Or even worse, guy pulls up a yellow Volkswagen. It's Ben Bernanke. Hey, get in with me, honey. I'm wearing a suit. Guys in suits are safe. You get in the car with him, and next day you're chained down, and he's biting chunks out of your back. You see? And so that's what they're saying. They're saying, you know, get in the car. Well, we're now in the car, and they pull the gun out, and they're saying, now, listen, you're signed on to our derivatives, or I'm going to shoot you. Well, you better just knock the window out of the car. You better try to jump out. You better attack him. You better grab the steering wheel. You better run it off the road. It doesn't mean that you're going to be able to even get out of this now, but at least you're going to run the car off the road, and he's going to have to shoot you, and you got a chance of getting away. Or you can go to the shack. And I know America, just like with Nazi Germany and the Soviets and the Chinese and all of it, you want to go to the shack. And you're not going to wake up till Ted Bundy, a.k.a. New World Order, has been raping you for about 2 weeks and biting chunks out of you and putting cigarettes out in your eyes. Now, I know that's what you're really looking for, and I know you like government killing 200-plus mil last century, and so you've allowed it. Because you won't admit these are psychopathic, hardcore criminals. Okay? Only a full awakening to the full nightmare gives us any chance of beating these people. And that's why I don't mince words and I don't play games. And that's why I don't even worry about my own life, my own name. I don't have fear. You know why? Because I realize it's all a trick. It's a game. We don't have a future. They're already jacking our water, our food. Most of us are dead already. The studies are showing most of the women being born now have got dead eggs. You think there's sterilization now? Wait till about 10 years from now.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with the purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Societal, historical fact that if you allow corruption to grow and if you get rid of checks and balances in government, whether it's Rome, Germany, or the United States today, that you will be absolutely and totally and completely enslaved. Because even if you have moderately corrupt people that get away with corruption, over time, the more avarice-filled and cunning get into all of those positions. And then you get a Mao, a Hitler, a Stalin, a Fidel Castro. And we've seen Hugo Chavez transform completely into a lying dictator with staged elections and arrest and the shutdown of political speech. And there's a flotilla of laws I'll get to later in the broadcast where just outside of law, they are shutting down free speech, total internet tracking. I happen to have here, and to my knowledge, no gun dealer has put this out. We actually have the ATF letter directly from a gun dealer known personally to yours truly, where they command them to surveil and report on their customers outside of law. And this is basically indentured servitude. It turns them into confidential informants. And so you're ordered to be their informant. Similar to some of the sections of the Patriot Act where they order you to surveil people and then not tell anyone. And then if you find out that the FBI has broken into your house without a warrant under sneak and peek provisions, then you can't tell anyone that they've broken in. Well, that's basically what this is. The ATF saying, you now work for us. You're like a crack dealer we've busted. And it's outside of law. And if this is put up with, if people don't stand up against this, And I got to tell you, you know, it even takes courage in this police state for the gun dealer to give this to me. And it's a testament that these letters haven't come out to date. And that tens of thousands of gun dealers have been sent these in the last few weeks and that none of them have the courage to even leak it. I mean, you need to see the gun dealers come out and say this is illegal together, or next they're going to be telling you to do even more like they did in Phoenix and other areas where the government comes in and says, hey, you are going to ship guns to these people we tell you to and videotape the whole thing. And the people are like, well, I don't want to do that. And they said, you better do it. And they did it. So this is all part of like the mafia coming to your grocery store and saying, you're going to start paying me a cut. And instead of beating the person's brains out with a baseball bat, there's not a lot of mafia in the South and Texas and places because in the past people would kill you. In the North, folks put up with it as soon as immigrant populations came in from Eastern and Southern Europe who were accustomed to that, and the predators would prey on people that had been taught how to bend over. But here in Texas, you come into somebody's place, if they don't care, they're just going to kill you. I mean, in the old days, my grandpas were nothing special. They weren't the toughest guys in the world. Well, maybe they kind of were, but the point is, you know, they were the types of people that just, if somebody did anything to them, they were very nice and friendly. You were going to get your head stomped in, and if you pulled a gun, they were going to kill you. Now, that's what old Texas was. You see, now in America, the mafia comes, the bombers of Oklahoma City, and they tell people to do this, and everybody just grovels. We need to legally do something about these criminals that have been caught shipping guns into Mexico to now blame the Second Amendment and execute this. Now, I got Ted Anderson here, and Dillingpole's coming up, but I have to get him on about 35 after, because I've got to cover this financial news. With Ted at the end of this segment, the start of the next. GDP at 1.3 growth, that's a complete joke with Cook numbers. But with inflation, I mean, that means we have a negative growth rate of about 8%. Gold soars, Dow plunges, Apple has more cash than the U.S. government, exactly how the bankers wanted to position us. Consumer confidence at two-year low, Q1 crashed to just 0.4. And again, they're teaching us right now that the dollar's going to die, and we're going to go into a depression because we didn't raise taxes. We're all being taught how it's our fault, and the global crash will be the $14 trillion we owe, not the $1.5 quadrillion created by the bankers. And I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here today with a Friday gold deal that's going to run through the weekend, but also to talk about the economy. But, Ted, before we go to break, people need to protect themselves. Gold and silver, it's only gone up. You bought it months ago when it went down a little bit. You're running out, and it's already gone up some because you're selling stuff that you know you bought as it went back up. It's time for folks to take advantage of the gold and silver deals and protect themselves from the banksters to some extent. I know folks wish they would have bought silver when it was $5 an ounce or gold when it was $300, like I told you. You know, now, Ted, tell us where gold and silver are right now.
Yeah, gold hit a high today of $1,633.80. Silver hit a high of $40.49. I mean, gold has hit a high it's never seen before now. It's getting to be comical out there, Alex, what's going on economically. Comical.
All right. Stay there, Ted. I want to come back and just briefly give folks the different silver and gold offers you've got today, and it will all go up on Monday, so I would advise everybody to not wait, get involved in gold and silver right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Secret, because it's not been released, and they're telling the gun dealers not to let the public know. Now the ATF comes and says, hey, we don't have a law, but we're going to order you that you cannot sell somebody more than two guns in a week, two or more guns, and then you have to call us like it's a crime so we can then go harass them at their homes. And this has now begun. I've talked to people who, of course, are scared, who go buy two rifles because they're on sale at Academy, Walmart, local gun shop, whatever the case is, and the ATF and FBI come to your house. If you buy, now it's even 500 rounds of ammo, they're coming to your house. Like, you're a criminal, and they're saying, oh, because of the carnage in Mexico when it was the government that shipped the guns into Mexico. So they don't care they got caught running this false flag against the Second Amendment. They're going ahead with it. And I was given this document by a Texas gun dealer who I know personally. I'll leave it at that. And I've got Aaron Dykes back there doing a report on it. We got James Dillingpole coming up, popping in to talk about four new climate gates. One of the biggest is Polar Bear Gate. Also, NASA's had to admit that the that the heat is going out of the atmosphere into space, and it's the sun. The Hadron Collider found that it's true that it's ions out of space that are causing cloud nuclei and are mainly associated with heating. Again, it's premeditated fraud from these people. And the whole house of cards is falling in on them right now. So we're going to be talking to Dillingpole in a moment. I want to go back to Ted Anderson. Ted, market plunges at open on GDP debt issues. That's even a cooked GDP number of 1.3 because they're using cooked inflation numbers. If you average it for real inflation, we're down, gross down by negative 8. Economy grows at sluggish 1.3. Consumers pull back. Ahead of Obama's jobs councils, moving jobs and economic infrastructure to China, including their giant multi-billion-dollar-a-year X-ray business. In fact, now we're hearing that a lot of the naked body scanners are going to be China-made. You got to love it, man. Frying us in microwave ovens made in China. And then it just boggles the mind sometimes to realize that this is going on. So that's some of the financial news we've got. I want to get into what Ron Paul's been saying about all of this a little bit later. But briefly, Ted Anderson, what are today's gold and silver offers? I want to be very clear for people. I am proud that I've been promoting gold and silver for 14 years. And in that time frame, again, silver's gone from $5 to over $40. Gold's gone from 300 and something to, what is it now, 1,600 and something today, exploding upwards. And it's not that gold and silver have really gone up. I mean, I've got articles here today where all over the country they're robbing every form of scrap metal, bronze urns at thieves steal 100 bronze vases off headstones at cemetery. There's grave robbing going on, railroad rails being jerked up. I mean, this country's in a depression. And you got almost 50 million people on food stamps. That's 50 million in soup kitchen lines every day, but it's digital, so they're hiding it. And it's all been planned. And I just hope people will get into gold and silver today. So, Ted, tell folks the gold and silver you have.
Yeah, right now the francs are at $354. Of course, you get Bob's full-year subscription for that. It, like, brings us to about $975 gold. That's, like, almost half a spot. British sovereigns are at $444. Alex, that American Dream video, I was listening to a show on the way in. They're talking about, well, why don't we just pay the principal off? Why are we just talking about the interest on debt? You can't pay the principal off. It'll cause an economic crisis. It'll cause the depression like you've never seen before because we have to continue to go into debt because it comes through the bank. It's simple as that. You need to have this American Dream video. People are crazy not to order this thing. Right now, $85 gets you two silver dollars. You know what's happening in the silver market right now. You get the video, and it's like a presentation that's entertaining. At the same time, you understand the system by the time it's done, and you're going to be able to hand it off to your friends, and they'll want to watch it, too, just because it's that kind of entertainment. And, you know, it's like that, I don't know, it's one of the best tools I've found to wake up people that I have out there. I want everybody listening today.
And Ted, because of inflation, real inflation and commodities going up, thieves strip live copper wiring from 14 schools in town. I see this every day. Start of school year threatened. Two men arrested for stealing guardrails from roadway. Thieves ransacked D.C. firehouse. And meanwhile, the government's telling us inflation's not up, we're not in depression, and crime isn't up. I mean, there's robberies happening at coffee shops I go to, restaurants. I mean, here in Austin, there is crime exploding. They're raising taxes, laying off cops. The cops that are left are writing tickets for revenue generation. This country is going to hell in a handbasket, and Obama's answer is go deeper into debt with the bankers by signing on to their derivatives. Now, we've got the deal where you get two silver dollars, the free book and free video and shipping. That's an insane deal. Folks should get the American Dream package, as it's called, because that's the name of the film. But what are some of the gold and silver coins? We're going to James Dillingpole. What are some of the other special radio listener specials that you're going to hold through Sunday night?
Well, very popular is the American Eagle right now, currently at $1,744. The bags of survival dimes, they're the old junk silver bags. They're currently right now at $3,083. You got to realize it almost takes 31 dimes, old new dimes, to buy one constitutional silver dime now. That's how bad things are getting. There's a lot of things that I have right now. I would just call the British sovereigns and the francs are nice because they're small and they're, you know, it's more of a smaller piece of gold you can use to trade for groceries, this type of thing. The big 1 ounce coins. I mean, right now they're at $1,700, Alex. When we first started working on them, they're closer to 200. You know, back then you could buy it bought a lot less. Now it buys a lot more. You need fractional pieces. So probably the franc at 354 is the best buy.
All right, Ted. Well, the toll-free number for folks to call to take advantage of this deal is 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And there'll be brokers there throughout the weekend. If you want to get silver, you want to get gold, tell them it's the radio specials. Those are the best deals you're going to find. And there's a whole plethora, a roster of special deals they've got, but all the deals are great. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
You bet. Oh, Ted, I almost forgot. So what is gold exactly right now? I know it soared to all-time records again today, breaking its records of last week, but what is it right now?
Well, let me just refresh you real quick. I'll tell you where it's at. Presently right now, gold is sitting at 1,624, and it's seen a high today so far of 1,633.80. Never seen that price before yet. This is the highest it's ever been.
All right. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Okay, shifting gears for the balance of the hour. I'm going to be honest. I can barely think right now after reading this ATF letter. Where did my ATF letter go? I mean, I just want to run out of here and go shoot a special video and write a news article about this because this is so incredible. But that's coming up. We've also got Al Jorgensen, the founder and head of the mega successful rock band, techno, trance, whatever you want to call it, the granddaddies of so much of modern music that's so popular today, of ministry. He's going to be joining us for a full hour coming up. We'll cover the waterfront with him. But going to London Telegraph writer, best-selling author, his new book's out, Watermelons, The Green Movement's True Colors. I would call them banker melons because they're communists that communize your wealth to give to the offshore banks, but it's always a Soros behind every great commie. Polar Bear Gate. And I've got a report here. There's three other big breaking things that show total fraud and lies. I mean, basically, they say, give all your money to Al Gore and kill yourself, and the earth will be saved. So Al Gore can have, you know, some more 20,000-square-foot houses. But this Polar Bear Gate goes right to the White House, and I want to break it down. I mean, you know, the hoax that polar bears can't swim, well, now it's that they can't swim long distances. This has all been exposed as a calculated fraud. And James Dillingpole joining us. Break it down, please, sir.
From this point of view, there's a guy called Charles Monnet who works for the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement. And this guy has been in charge of a budget worth around $50 million. Now, how did he get to be put in charge of this budget of $50 million? Basically, in 2004, he came up with this amazing report which showed that these polar bears had drowned. Apparently, they'd been exhausted by swimming too far away from the landmass, and it was all somehow to do with man-made global warming. And this story was picked up by Al Gore. You remember how he used it in his propaganda film, An Inconvenient Truth. There was that graphic of a drowning polar bear, you know, again, killed because of man's greed and selfishness and global warming. And then it led to the polar bear being declared a threatened species. So this guy, Charles Monnet, was instrumental in having the polar bear declared the poster child of the global warming movement. You know, the polar bear was the symbol of everything we were doing wrong.
And even though in Arctic areas their numbers have, what, doubled in the last 50 years, and they're known as vicious 1,200-pound rats that are just running around everywhere.
It's true that in the last 50 years, the polar bear population has increased fivefold.
I'm sorry.
I think it was about 5,000 50 years ago. It is now estimated to be around 25,000. Now, I do not call that an endangered species. I call that an infestation. I call that almost vermin. I call that a polar bear problem. But no way is the polar bear in any danger. danger.
It's the same thing with bald eagles. They teach kids they're almost dead. You go on a cruise to Alaska, and I think the bald eagle's a neat bird, but they take you to the dump on tours where you watch them eating their favorite food, diapers, and they literally, you'll see 20 of them in a tree, 10 of them in that tree, eating all the fish. It's just bald eagles. I mean, growing up in Dallas, there's bald eagles all over the place. But no, there's no bald eagles. Hey, give Al Gore all your money. Lord Rothschild needs it.
I think we, you know, and I know, Alex, that the environmental movement has a pretty good record of playing fast and loose with the facts on endangered
species. They're also constantly been caught over and over again in the U.S. dumping species that aren't endangered overall, but they say in an area are endangered, and they've been caught over and over again releasing animals and then finding them. Hmm.
Well, you've got your Texas sand lizard, of course, haven't you, which has been causing trouble.
Cave bug here used to steal hundreds of thousands of acres from private citizens, and then the green fascist then turned around years after once they got the land and sold it and own it personally. Yeah. They are absolute supreme rulers of this area.
There's the California Delta smelt. There was the spotted owl that stopped any forestation, any deforestation happening on the Pacific coast. You know, these animals are used by the environmental movement as a way of essentially in their war against the capitalist system. And this is exactly what happened in Alaska with this.
Well, it's a war against anyone's private property that isn't theirs. They're exempt from all the rules, like General Electric. Now, let's talk about Polar Bear Gate, because this goes right to the heart of them.
Well, I think what's interesting about this case is, number one, how is it that this guy is being prosecuted or investigated, at least? You know, this guy works for a federal agency under the Obama administration. You would have thought that any guy working for a federal administration who comes up with a story showing that man is evil and we're endangering the environment, you would have thought he'd be given, at the very least, a Congressional Medal of Honor for his service to the cause of green lunacy. Because don't forget, the Obama administration is in it up to the hilt with eco-fascist values. You know, you've got people like Lisa Jackson at the EPA, you've got Carol Browner, you've got the eugenicist John Holdren. You've got all these crazy eco-loons in the Obama administration. So what is this guy doing being prosecuted? I think it can only mean, investigated, it can only mean that whatever this guy has done, it is really a quite serious case of fraud. This is not a guy who's innocent research has been corrupted and misreported and distorted by the media. This guy must be guilty of some kind of serious malfeasance. Now, I've been looking at the interview transcript of the Inspector General who's been investigating his case, and it's quite obvious, reading the transcript, that this guy, Charles Monnet, has been guilty of the most outrageous junk science. You know, he's taken the case of these bears, these polar bears, that he may or may not have seen drowning from an aeroplane. And, you know, three polar bears. And he's used these three polar bears. He's extrapolated from this that the polar bear is in grave danger. And remember here, we've got this guy getting a budget of $50 million. Dollars to play with. Now, if you or I went and robbed a bank, robbed $50 million from a bank, I think we know what would happen to us. Yet, in the environmental movement, in the wonderful boondoggle of federal funding, it's perfectly okay to use junk science in order to create a scare story, into effectively steal from the taxpayer $50 million to be wasted on further eco research. That's somehow okay? I didn't think so.
Well, where does it go from here?
Well, I hope that this is a sign that, you know, we've seen the other evidence, the NASA report as well. I hope this is yet a further sign that the green Ponzi scheme is finally collapsing. You know, if this guy is being investigated, then it suggests to me that people are starting to run scared. You know, people are starting to think, hang on a second, we cannot get away with this scam any longer. We are going to be found out. So we may as well start prosecuting the bad guys now before we get blamed for it ourselves. So people are suddenly starting to cover their backs, doing their due diligence, you know, righting wrongs while they still can.
Now, there's a bunch of other scandals going on right now. NASA's come out with data showing that the Earth is off-gassing the heat and that the models are frauds. We already knew that. They've been caught fixing the models and setting them up over and over again. You've got the whole situation at the Hadron Collider where it showed that basically the other studies, that it's the sun driving warming and the different particles that's sitting into the atmosphere forming cloud nuclei. That's come out. There's one other scandal. I mean, their entire thing is being routed, but they don't care. They're all over the news holding up penguins and polar bears saying they're all dying. And give your money to Al Gore and Lord Rothschild so they're going to have more jets and yachts and more royal trains or we're all dead.
Yeah. Although, you know, I sometimes wonder whether you know, every time we make a big deal about the new research showing that their theory is bunk, I think in a way we're playing their game because they want to persuade us that this is an issue that can be resolved through science. And actually, we know that this is has nothing to do with science. This is a political process.
This is a bunch of hardcore people that want your property and to run your life. We'll be right back.
That's what it's about.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.
Okay, going back to James Dillingpole of the London Telegraph. Finishing your point, James, you're saying don't even debate this on science because they've been proven to be total fraudsters, their internal emails. It's all, I mean, look, no carbon taxes on China building three coal power plants a week, and then the U.S. can't have three a year, and GE's moving everything to China. I mean, this is monopoly man stuff. I mean, they're just shutting us down because they've decided to move their operations to China. I mean, it's just robber baron behavior. And then Al Gore and all these other people are just disgusting scumbags.
Yeah. The science is a complete red herring, because the fact is that organizations like the IPCC have arranged it in such a way that real scientific debate isn't allowed to take place. In fact, what they want now is to create a situation where there is no null hypothesis. In other words, the burden of proof, this is what Kevin Tremberth says, the burden of truth should now be on us evil climate change deniers to prove that climate, dangerous man-made climate change is not happening. Well, you can't prove a negative. So even though every day spectacular new evidence emerges that the man-made global warming theory is just flawed and entirely, you know, untrustworthy. No matter how new evidence comes through, you still have this great big machine, this political machine, this business machine of rent-seeking corporatists, the machine involving all these green NGOs like Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund. You know, it's going to be very, very hard to derail this massive, massive gravy train, which is rolling on and on. There is so much money to be made out of
it. Yeah, it's a mafia system where you got to pay them a cut of everything, and then all their insiders are exempt. And then, meanwhile, real environmental crises like all these genetic part human, part animal clones, oh, that's not an issue. Just Dillingpole, why are you so selfish? Why don't you just kill yourself and give your money to Al Gore to save the penguins?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Dillingpole, why are you so selfish? Jones, why are you so selfish? They always have to make it personal. It always has to be about people making deliberately wrong lifestyle choices. You know,
yeah, they've got the moral high ground as blood-sucking Nazi maggots.
Yeah, it's like apparently you and I and your listeners, we secretly know the truth, but we lie about it because we're so selfish. I mean, this is just not the case at all. We just happen to have a handle on some kind of scientific reality, a reality which the warmists have abandoned a very, very long time ago.
Well, James, you know what they did at Copenhagen 2 years ago. They had a ruling that the sun does not heat the earth, and they said so, and everybody knows the sun doesn't heat the earth. You're a freak, man, okay? Yeah. And I want you to apologize. I apologize to the listeners for that sick person who thinks the sun affects the earth. James Dillingpole, I want to have you back soon to talk about your new book. Thank you for joining us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.